recognize, certainly, any referendum that goes forward.
That's the president talking about the situation in the Crimea and this referendum that's coming up. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If we look across our shores and well beyond, past really the Black Sea, this is what's happening. And what's happening at this point, it looks like with this referendum, the Crimeans will probably will vote to stick with Russia. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, we'll dive deeper on this with Ivan Eland about what does it mean? What does the referendum mean? Is this a smart play by Putin? And how does the United States look in this whole thing? Weak? Statesmanly, our president? Or like we're interlopers one more time? In the meantime, what truly has tongues wagging is what in the world happened to Flight 370. Air Malaysia has a history of problems with their fleet, but not a disappearing 777. Some satellite images taken from a Chinese satellite a day after the plane went missing might be the answer. They might have some remnants of the plane. So we'll see once the searchers get there, because they're not seeing anything at this point, but maybe they'll have to go further down in the water or whatever to see if they can find these pieces that showed up on a satellite. And they definitely showed up. But whether they're that plane or something else, that's what's so hard to tell. Very tough for the people who had family members and friends on board that flight, because no news puts them in a weird limbo. A very strange limbo. And here's what they think. They might have some more clues as to what could have possibly happened. The civil aviation folks there say in Beijing that the final voice communication heard from the missing Malaysian airliner to air traffic controllers was, "All right, good night. All right, good night." And the message was sent from the cockpit to the controllers in response to being informed that the plane was entering Vietnamese airspace. And the speculation and the conspiracy theories abound as to how it's somehow gone, how it somehow went off radar, which is what led to could be terrorism, it could be something else. So they're searching, they're still searching in the Malacca Strait, the Strait of Malacca, which separates Malaysia and Indonesia, and it's kind of southeast. There are a lot of planes and there's a lot of aircraft that are scouring the locations, and some of the waters are more in more populated areas, but so far nothing. So far, they can't claim they've been able to find anything at this point. And this plane, to refresh you, this mysterious Flight 370, which I'm certain will be the subject of who knows how many documentaries eventually, but this flight took off at 12:41 a.m. on Saturday going for Beijing. It was at 35,000 feet. When the plane was somewhere between the east coast of Malaysia and southern Vietnam. They're looking at sabotage. They're looking at hijacking. They're looking at the pilot's mental state. They're looking at every aspect that you can imagine. But can you think, if you're one of the relatives, you have nothing to go on. Like, this is horrific, but here the plane crashed. We're trying to get the bodies, whatever. None of that. And then you read about the stories like of the Air France flight that it took 2 years. And then you try to put yourself in the shoes of the families, including an American family. It would be very tough news to get. And the longer it goes, the longer you know that it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing that this plane is missing. No SOSs, none of that kind of thing. No, well, you know, if it was hijacked and they could trace it and know where it is, but it's incredibly unlikely. If it was hijacked, it would eventually appear somewhere. Somebody would know something, and it has not. So if it went down, why it went down, all that kind of stuff is part of unsolving the mystery, but you have to get to the plane first. You have to get to the plane first, and so far, no luck in that department. No luck. All right, as we do here in America tonight, sometimes we zig and zag in a couple of different directions. So we start off with the Ukraine and talk. You hear the president and hear his response because they're having the referendum that happens in a couple of days. And the Ukrainian prime minister is warning Russia as Crimea heads for the vote as to what could happen here. But at this point, it looks like it could be a leap back to Russia on the peninsula. Ukrainians see something different. They say we fight for our sovereignty and we'll never, ever, ever, ever surrender. And we want to be a part of the Western world, but still a good friend and partner of Russia. Oh my, oh my. Couple of days, get through the referendum, and then it's all about what happens in May. And this Ukrainian delegation that's in the United States, what do they have to say? Flights to the Crimea from Kiev, Istanbul, and some other cities have been suspended for the rest of the week. Only those originating from Moscow. And Crimeanians will be able to choose between two alternatives when they vote. And this is pretty simple. Do you support returning Crimea with Russia? Or do you support the restoration of the 1992 Constitution of the Republic of the Crimea and Crimea status as part of the Ukraine? But there is a story going around about how many ballots are out there. More ballots than match up. So what's the intention for all the extra ballots? That referendum happens on Sunday. Happens on Sunday. And in the meantime, just a quick aside, the G7, the world's leading industrial powers, that's what it is, G7 without Russia in it, and the leaders of the European Council and Commission are calling on Russia to cease all efforts to change the status of Crimea, contrary to Ukrainian law and in violation of international law. So they're still sticking to the "you're violating international law." Violating the law. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This version of America Tonight, and you heard me say people were flying out of the window. Pianos shielded somebody who survived by creating a cocoon. Two buildings came down. What would you think? 9/11. Two buildings collapsing after an explosion in New York City. It was horror in Harlem, and it was because of a leak. It was a natural gas leak. So the situation with these pipes and smelling gas and people in a very crowded area being the victims of that is incredibly sad. I mean, the pictures are, well, they're just depressing to look at. It's just depressing. I mean, this is life, and you know, when things were built, pipes were built, they were fine, but then time goes on, things erode as we know, and unfortunately, they said they were smelling the gas for a while, so that there was no, you know, what was going on with Con Ed, which is the power company there, that they weren't getting out to check it, and I don't know, is it right to heap it all on them? I don't know the politics of that, I don't know the response times and what normally happens. I know what happened in California. They were working on it, and they were dragging. And then ultimately people paid their price with their own lives because 8 people were killed in that San Francisco horror show. And here it is now in New York. And the one thing that happened was that a lot of the kids, school-age kids, were on buses and were gone. They were at school already because it happened at 9:30 in the morning. But it's terrible to see this major explosion, transportation shut down, property damage, you know, crazy amount of property damage. which, by the way, just wasn't in that area. It wasn't confined to that area. It was in other areas as well. They had property. It's like, so crazy. It's like the Tale of Two Cities. Harlem, the worst of the worst neighborhoods, and then all the way up to Park Avenue, they could feel it. They had problems with some buildings there, not coming down, but maybe being impacted by it. I mean, this is like the worst kind of tragedy. It's terrible. It's a terrible tragedy. Because there was no time to really get in and save people. Unless we start tracing that we smelled gas, we called, that kind of stuff. I mean, if they talked to the landlord about smelling gas a day, 2 days ago, and it was really thick, then that's the big mistake, because there should have been an evacuation there. So this points to the gas infrastructure, and that our infrastructure is worn. It's getting worn. You're listening to me in Missouri or Illinois. Is that a concern about what's underneath? You know, when you don't see things, you have that tendency. You're not thinking about it until you're in the soup, until you're in the middle of it. I wonder if now some cities will start to plan for that in checking neighborhoods and if they can figure out a way how to do it. So they're trying to search through what is left, the rubble, and they were doing it as of in the morning, and they're trying to uncover as many people as they can. But people were flying out of windows, so that's never good. You say people are flying out of windows, there's fire, there's smoke, it's an incredible explosion. Oh, no. You know, they had 250 firemen at the buildings because a 5-alarm fire broke out. And hearing loud noises, and see, it just shows you your lifestyle, what you see and hear around you affects how you respond. There was a quote from a music student who lived about 7 blocks from that area, and he said, you know, you hear loud noises in our area, but this was a little bit above the norm. So he didn't really even think anything of it until he saw all the smoke and realized what was happening. But it really does, I think, raise the red flag about infrastructure like the pipes in neighborhoods near and far. I mean, not just New York, not just big cities. Places where houses have been up for a long time. Established neighborhoods. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm the only one in America worried about that, except for the people affected by these explosions, but I think it's scary. I mean, you know, I think it's scary that there's no response time. And why should we all be worried? We should all be worried because the statistics we hear are not good statistics, my friends. Killing an average of 14 people a year, injuring 50 or more, random explosions depending on the neighborhood. So, you know, natural gas. Nobody's saying not, we don't want natural gas. I mean, listen, when we start to argue about what kind of energy do we want, and the green meanies come out, they want natural gas. But is it, you think of natural gas, you think of property, you think of these pipelines, and they've got to do something about the pipelines. They have to do that. Because how dangerous is it for all of us? I think especially on the East Coast, only because they're older neighborhoods. So that's what it is. It's the pipelines that are frightening. And you could still say, well, that's kind of a small amount for the amount of people in the United States, but it's not so small when it happens in your neighborhood. And not, it might start off small, but gets bigger with time. Because then more people are affected by it, by where they're living. And, you know, what do you do when you smell gas or you think you have a gas leak, even in your house? You're not sure, you're worried. What do you get out? No time to hesitate. If you smell gas, you smell gas. And there's even a gas emergency hotline that you can call. But for goodness sake, to stay and hang in there? Oh, no way. Get out. And if you're not sure, get out and then make the phone call. Because why risk it? Why risk it? I mean, they'll send a gas engineer person out and they can tell. Especially if the gas leak is indoors. Oh, if it's indoors, you have to, you know, think about it. Gas appliances, gas pipe work that can't, it just can't be a quickie fix. But better to be safe and flee and to come back than to be stuck in the middle of that. Because you're not saving yourself when that explosion happens. Then it's eeny, meeny, miny, moe, Grim Reaper, here we go, and that's it. Maybe you're in the right floor, the right place at the right time, or maybe you aren't. So they're still trying to clear that up as to what the specifics of that explosion, how many people are injured, and what their injuries are since that time. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to head to the mailbag. Plenty of you actually had something to say about the neighborhood where the bomb went off and a few other things, too, as well, on the U.S. on the U.S. side of things. And also when it came to the Ukraine, I've gotten a lot of notes about that. I mean, Russia... They want Russia, the United States wants Russia to stop supporting the referendum, but they're not going to do that. So then the question becomes is, what happens? They take the vote. It's on the world stage. What happens? And this is, you know, there was supposed to be a G8 summit in Sochi in June, but it's not looking good. It's looking like that is... not going to be a G8, it'll be a G7, and it's not going to take place in that region. All right, stay with us. Oh, you can also, by the way, come to the party by dialing these digits. Are you concerned about pipelines and safety with the pipelines in your neighborhood, just to make sure it's all kosher? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
When it comes to the email, thanks for that. Always. I mean, really, from the first couple of weeks of the show, such a thoughtful audience. And, boy, you certainly had a lot of things you were sounding off on. So without further ado, let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This is from Russ, who says, man, I think Russia is getting the better end of this deal. Kate Putin does not care. There is a lot of pro-Russia going on in the Crimea. I think the referendum, even if they are stuffing ballot boxes, will come out in favor of Russia. So much for the two questions. I think in the end, it doesn't matter. The alternatives are vote this way or stay in a bankrupt, chaotic land. I think the United States really screwed the pooch on this one. I don't know how to cover my words. And no matter what military presence or whatever the U.S. decides to do, I really don't think Putin backs off. Who do you think wins the arm wrestling match? Love the show. Thanks, Russ. Well, Putin in the beginning looked better on this, no matter what anyone says, because he doesn't care. He doesn't care what's happening in the United States. He tries to circumvent it, and he was going after the Crimea. He saw the weakness. Obviously, the president bolted. The people were protesting. the tensions escalated, kids were killed, and this left the opportunity for Putin's troops to come in, and they did. And even though they're saying, listen, the Russian Federation is going to respect the results of the free vote of the Crimea, the people, during the referendum, but not if they have all these extra ballots. So you got Western governments that are recognizing the split, that are looking at the Ukraine and Kiev and what happened there, and they're recognizing the split. The Ukrainian elections aren't supposed to happen until May. So does this turn into a full-fledged crisis? Well, if Russia's out of the G8, which becomes the G7, they're not hosting that huge summit. If the relations are strained, that's not good. That's like setting the clock back. You know, it's like peace in the Middle East. How often do we hear this? My entire life, peace in the Middle East. It was even like a social studies topic for us. So Russia is going to become that same thing. But for the Russians, they look at guys like Boris Yeltsin as a weak link because he bent over backwards in any which way he could to please the West. And Putin is not doing that. And I don't think he really has a desire. Not a desire to have trade and that kind of things, but Putin will do what he wants. And that's it. I don't think he cares about what the rest of the world is thinking, and he has some big-time world leaders in his pocket, like China. It's all about the location, location, location. So you have Russian warships that are 200 miles, was I reading the exact distance, 200 miles off of the coast of Miami. Oh, my. I'm diving too deep into this. Let's grab some more. This one from Julie, who says, Kate, I've never emailed the show, and I've just recently started catching it, but I like it. I don't know much about your background. I went onto the web to try to find some things out, and my question is, when do you sleep? When do I sleep? Nathan, when do you sleep?
Never!
Thank you. That's the answer. Never. It's tough. I mean, I'm not complaining because I love, love, love this. We get to do this. I like this. But your clock is different from everybody else's. So while the rest of the world is getting up at 7:30 in the morning, 8 o'clock, whatever it is, earlier than that, depending on work schedules, making coffee, having breakfast, or running out the door and grabbing something through a fast food window, and then on they are to their day, and by lunch they've done X, Y, Z, if they're working, and they're working outside of the house. So everything around you is churning, meaning, you know, there's noises. There's lots of noises, and you're like a vampire. You have to keep the curtains closed so no sunlight gets in. At least for me, I have to do that. It just doesn't work any other way. Okay, this one from Randy. Randy says, Kate, I think there's more to the mysterious disappearance of that flight. What I would love to see happen is that it turns out to be a hijacking, and somehow they pull it off, and they're at some Banana Republic hidden strip somewhere, and they've landed the plane, but we know that that's not the case. That plane is gone, sister. That plunged into the ocean, whether it was blown apart by somebody who's a terrorist or whether it was some kind of freaky pilot error thing. I think in the end that's what we're going to find out. I think your guess is as good as anyone else's. I think we will find the wreckage, though. Hard to believe, huh? 777. Poof. Just like that before our eyes. Gone. Just disappearing. Man. It is mind-boggling, and I understand the conspiracy theories because it makes for good conversation that could be what it is. There are unexplained things that have happened. There is conspiracies that I think that you can breathe real life into, but, you know, we'll see. Let's take another one. This one comes to us from Dawn, who says, Kate, my boyfriend wanted me to ask you, in fact, he's desperate, as to whether or not you're going to do March Madness. Please, 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 he said to say. Well, you, meaning Nail the Score is what I think they mean there. Yeah, we'll do a March Madness for Nail the Score. I'll figure it out in the next week. Selection Sunday is on Sunday of this week. So where they're playing, who they're playing, all that stuff comes out. And the Final Four is actually being held in Dallas, Texas. So how about that? Boy, we're squeezing a bunch in. This one from David, who says, Kate, I know you always do a numbers thing. I wondered if you paid attention to real estate. And I happened to see this on the internet today that Barry Bonds had a huge sale of his house. He put his mansion on the market, I want to say last year, but it finally sold. Do you know what it sold for? Yes, he bought the house, I guess, for like over $8 million. And he had to add some things to it, but he sold it for $22 million. It's 7 bedrooms, 13 baths, had bathrooms, pool, home gym, game room, home theater, 2-story deal. They rented it in the theme of sort of a Tuscan villa, and they had hand-painted murals. And he originally listed the price at $25 million, which, that was his jersey number. He said it was kind of an homage to his number 25. So, that's it. That's it for the house, though. Beverly Hills. Part of the reason for selling it was to move. He moved back to San Francisco, where he was a spring training instructor for the Giants. How about that? $22 million. That's a pretty good return on your investment. It took a while, but it was a good return on what he put into it. You know, that's the thing with the house. Big, small, medium, it doesn't matter. Something happens, you fix it, and you cringe when you get the bill, right? Definitely. And this is a crazy thing that I just came across the last minute when I was taking a final pass through on things and making some calls. The fact that this Utah truck driver kept sex slaves in a semi-trailer, they say, for months at a time when he was traveling around. He filed down their teeth, forced them to alter their appearance, and beat them until they nearly passed out. What a sicko. And this is a guy named Timothy Valfides, who's 54. He appeared before a U.S. district judge in Fargo, North Dakota. Now he's going to be transferred to Utah for more legal proceedings because the charges against him, kidnapping, transportation for illegal sexual activity, possession of child pornography, could bring a life sentence if he's convicted. Bad dude. Oh, bad guy, bad guy, bad guy. And what's that like on these families? What's it like on the families where they found these girls? Here we go again. I guess he when he chipped the girl's teeth and he had one of them wear a fake set and wore his own false teeth that had vampire fangs. Oh, jeez. Ugh. Ivan Elin next.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Tonight, of course, as I say, the buzz in the backyard actually isn't in our backyard. It's someplace else, and it's on the Crimea Peninsula and what's now happened with Russia and everybody analyzing Putin versus Obama and all this other sort of stuff. But in the end, with this referendum coming up, what does it mean for the people? One of my favorite guests, Ivan Elin, joins us, and he's a senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute, which is a nonprofit, nonpartisan, key to tell all of you that, nonpartisan research and educational organization. Ivan, thanks for hanging with us again on ATN.
Thanks for having me on, Kate.
Okay, so your take, just tell me about Putin, because you've been writing about this. Tell me about Putin. And, one, how you think he's being perceived around the world, but, two, in his world, what it means to do what he's doing now.
Well, I think, you know, he doesn't get very good press, anything he does in the United States, of course, and he is very autocratic, and he doesn't fit our mold of a democratic leader at all. In fact, he's taken Russia the other way. However, you know, nations have interests, and the U.S., has sort of disregarded Russia's interests since the end of the Cold War, and we kept marching NATO further east. So that's why one of the reasons, not the only reason, but it's one of the reasons that Russia has a leader like Putin. Remember, they had Yeltsin, who before Boris Yeltsin, who bent over backwards to accommodate the West, and what Russia got in return was a hostile alliance moving east. And so that's why, you know, Putin is what he is. I mean, Russia has a leader who sticks his thumb in the West's eye, and one of the reasons is because the United States and Western Europe moved the NATO alliance eastward. So, and now, you know, I think people focus on the fact that Putin is a swaggering autocrat, and certainly he is, but people don't focus on the fact that Russia, they see this as an offensive move by Putin, whereas Russia had 40 million dead in the first two world wars, World War One and World War Two. They've been invaded by Napoleon, Hitler, and everybody else, and so they're very conscious of having buffer states. Well, Ukraine is not only a buffer state, but it's regarded by many Russians as part of the part of Russia, and certainly the eastern and southern parts, including Crimea, with Russian speakers, they certainly feel part of Russia. But in 1954, Khrushchev, during the Soviet period, transferred Ukraine from Russia to, or excuse me, Crimea from Russia to Ukraine. And of course, then Ukraine became independent after the Soviet Union fell, and that's why we have the current problem. But from Putin's perspective, he feels that he has lost Ukraine, his buffer state there, and he's trying to get parts of it back. Particularly Crimea is very strategic because there's a big naval base. The Russians Navy has its only warm water port, and that's very important to the Russians because all their other ports are ice-filled during the winter season. So this is regarded as strategic not only for the port but for other reasons as well, the Russian-speaking populations. And so I don't look at this as an attempt by Putin to take over Europe. I mean, Hillary Clinton sort of compared Putin to Hitler, and I think that's absurd because this is actually Putin trying to salvage parts of Ukraine because he's lost the main part of Ukraine to a government that's now hostile to Russia. So Russia's really has lost ground here and is attempting to salvage it. Now, that doesn't excuse Putin's behavior, but I think you have to put it in perspective a bit.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. What I loved about your piece is you talk about, and it was at the Huffington Post. You can check it out in the Huffington Post. But the title is, in the long term, surprisingly, Putin's solution for the Ukraine may be the best. And what's interesting is you point out some things that I've talked about is, what about some of the other things that we've seen happening from our own leaders? You even mixed in there the great Ronald Reagan saying the invasion of Grenada. I just got back from Grenada, and you talk about the invasion of Grenada in 1983 to save the medical students in no danger, and then what happened there. You talk about George H.W. Bush's invasion of Panama because of its leader, Manuel Noriega, and the fact that he's associated with the narcotics trade. So why is that? Do we sort of get a pass sometimes when we have the reason to justify why we've done something in the United States?
Well, I think in the United States, we have an idealistic population compared to the rest of the world. We like to think we're advancing freedom with whatever military action that we take. Of course, we rarely do that, as Iraq, Libya, and Afghanistan have demonstrated. But I think we always come up with a high-flying rhetoric about why we're doing this, spreading freedom or humanitarian assistance to people as we did in Libya. But the problem is this usually masks deeper interests that we're protecting, whether it's oil in the Middle East or, some other reason for going into places. Particularly in Latin America, we've had a Monroe Doctrine where Latin America has been our playground since 1823. So when we say that Russia going into its sphere of influence is a bad thing, we should look in the mirror a bit and see that we've done probably more of it than they have over time, including our recent adventure in Iraq where we went in for very little reason at all, and certainly all the reasons that were given turned out to be false. So, we're still puzzled. Many people are still puzzled as to why the U.S. invaded Iraq, and certainly we've made a mess of that country. We've made a mess of Libya, and we've made a mess of Afghanistan. So I think we really need to, we don't need to act like Vladimir Putin in our own policy. And I think, there's a certain amount of hypocrisy in our own view of this, because in 1999, Bill Clinton and NATO dismembered Serbia and took away a province of Kosovo from the Serbians. And, of course, we didn't complain about that, meddling in other countries then. So I think we have to look in the mirror a bit and see that countries will offer whatever excuse. And I think the Russian excuse is very lame, that there's somehow these Russian speakers are in any danger. And it doesn't excuse what Putin did, but I think we need to put in perspective. First of all, Ukraine is not strategic to the United States. It's very strategic to Russia. It's in that Russian sphere of influence. And we have to recognize these great power realities.
Yeah, in talking along those lines, when this whole thing settles, when this is all over, what do you think? Are we going to see that the region bounces back under the wing of Mother Russia, as I say, do you think, if you were to handicap it for us?
Well, I think, Russia is probably going to keep Crimea. They're probably going to have a referendum, have everybody vote, and I think the Russians will win the referendum because I think many people in Crimea, 60% of the people are Russian-speaking, and I think they're probably going to vote to be part of Russia. And it may be a fair, we'll have to see if the referendum is free and fair, but the Russians may very well win a free and fair referendum because of the affinity of Crimea to Russia since it was once in Russia. The same could be said of eastern Ukraine. Now, of course, Putin hasn't gone into the eastern Ukraine. It's only gone into the southern Ukraine and Crimea. Well, overall, we may have more stability if the Russian-speaking regions of Ukraine went with Russia or were independent Russian-speaking satellites of Russia, and the western part of Ukraine would go toward the west and they could become part of EU or whatever, and we would have a situation like perhaps South Korea and North Korea where, western Ukraine is a model of free market economics and that sort of thing, and compare it to the rather statist parts of Crimea and eastern Ukraine. So, we might have more stability if we went there. Recently, Ukraine has been whipsawed between the east and the west after the Orange Revolution. Went west, and then Yanukovych, who the leader they just threw out, went east and was a Russian affiliate. He had an affinity for Russia, and now we're back to west again, so perhaps we should divide Ukraine some way and reach some sort of a deal.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we'll see how this plays out, really, in the next couple of days here as we're talking about the referendum. Ivan Elin, thanks so much once again for popping on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.